I'm a dad of two young girls. It was a game changer when we learned that $10 a day childcare was being offered to both our kids. And we want all BC families to have this option. To get there, BC has to do three key things. Pay fair and consistent wages for all childcare educators. Transition all existing programs to $10 a day. And plan childcare expansion more like we do schools and hospitals. BC's on the right track, but we need to go faster. Go to 10aday.ca to learn more.
Rhythms here, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, and we are now in the second hour of the show. We are traveling through the music scene of Sumatra. That's right, it's one of the biggest islands in Indonesia. It has a population of, well, 50 million people, so it's more than this country here of Canada, and it's one of the so-called Sunda Islands, Western Indonesia. So just a little southwest of Malaysia. It's not even the most populous island in Indonesia. Yes, Sumatra. So we started with a band called Filsafatian. Filsafatian? Yes, I speak, well, I'll be honest, speak no Indonesian. So this is going to be an exercise in mispronunciations. But yes, they are from the biggest city, which is up in the northern part of the island. It's called Medan. I'd never even heard of this city, but it is a big one. A lot to explore down there in Indonesia, and so some good old reggae music to start the program. That band put out an album 3 years ago. I think it's self-titled, Filsafatian, and it jumps from punk music to some kind of like folk stuff to some roots reggae there. So that was in Indonesian, and it was fun. Yeah, there's a lot of a lot of mixing going on down there. So we're going to next hear an older song. This is some real classic pop music. And the always great Sublime Frequencies record label out of Seattle, they just dig stuff up, like stuff that otherwise it would be impossible to find here. So they've done a few albums of music from Indonesia. This one, the song we're going to hear comes from a album of theirs, a compilation of musicians, probably fairly old. I don't know. It sounds like they just recorded it off of like an AM radio or something. But this is an album called Folk and Pop Sounds of Sumatra Volume 1. And the band we're going to hear is called Sam Simar. The song Indang Pariaman. So a lot of fun stuff on these compilations that Sublime Frequencies have put out. And here's a little taste of good old golden days of Sumatran pop music here on Wandering Rhythms in Indonesia.
Thank you. menjadi hombreng. Oh oh, Mr. Dugong. Wanita segala posisi, hey. Cewek-cewek yang mau coba silakan nanti.
So that was maybe not obvious, but it is a band from Indonesia, from Sumatra, city of Palembang, south part of the island, the second biggest city on Sumatra, which is, by the way, the fifth biggest island in the world. No big deal or anything. Sixth largest. No big deal. But yes, those last two bands are both from that city, Palembang, and that band was called Morning Blowing. Not a great name, but it's okay. And the song was Worth It All. So that's kind of the sad rock scene of Sumatra. Band sounds like, I don't know, Interpol, like a bit like the Strokes. That was this 10 years ago, big deal. So this album just came out. It's a real mix of all these different groups and sounds from across Indonesia, called Bersama Bersuara Volume 1. Yeah, so we heard that one, and then the previous band, also from the same city, a hip-hop project by Zeb Z, featuring Pacifista, and 90. So I guess three musicians there. Mr. Dugong was the song. And yeah, hip-hop and Indonesian, very nice. Always fun to hear how rap sounds in different languages, even if you don't understand it. But yeah, I imagine he's a fun guy, Mr. Dugong. And that is about a year old, that piece of music. The project of Zainal Abizin Izan, a.k.a. Zab Z, from Palembang. And we started off the set with this obscure piece of folk music, a group called Sam Simar, and the song Indang Pariaman on the great compilation by Sublime Frequencies called Folk and Pop Sounds of Sumatra Volume 1. And yeah, these songs didn't exist in the West, probably not outside of Indonesia or even Sumatra, until this Alan Bishop of the record label just went up there and dubbed some old cassettes or something. So that's what it sounds. Pretty rough, but now people are trying to find more about this band. I looked for some information, and like, people are asking online, like, what is this band and what is it doing to my ears, and where can I hear more? But seemingly nobody knows much about them. The song may or may not be from the late 80s. So apparently that's a style of music called Dangdut, Indonesian music, derived from Malay, Arabic, and Hindustani music. A lot of flutes, flute-tastic even. So that's what we heard. You can hear some variety already in the music of Sumatra. And we're going to next hear some more folky stuff, some musics with very deep traditions. And I was looking for gamelan music, which is something I love. It's the most like alien sounds on the planet that I've ever heard, I think. But it's not so much in Sumatra. It's more in the neighboring islands of Java, and then a little further away, Bali. So there are similar instruments, a lot of metal gongs and pots and things that are played in, like, kind of in a counterpoint to each other. So we're going to hear some of those sounds in this next set of music. And first, though, this band called Jaffa's Cobra. They're a band actually from the capital city of Indonesia, so they're from Java, from Jakarta, but they took this style from a folk band from West Sumatra. So this is like a style from Sumatra. The musicians playing it are from Java. So check us out. This is really cool. Just a three-piece band playing this, by the way. So enjoy the music as we continue our trip through Sumatra here on Wandering Rhythms. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.